Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're knocking up against Mother's Day. And you know what, fellas? It's time to get out and cook for mama. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and maybe some equipment along the way. And you might get a little more foo-foo than just a big old hunk of red meat this week and seared on the grill. But on the other hand, maybe mama likes your big old hunk of red meat. So I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, and welcome to the show. Thanks. You know, mom might like a nice big chunk of red meat, and we're going to address that a little bit, too. I've got some tips for guys on a little different way to do that. And later on the show, we're going to talk about some cool recipes you can do for Mother's Day. And then we're going to do our long-awaited review of the Grilla from Manila, the Grilla from Holland, Michigan. Mark Graham's going to be with us. The review is complete on the Grilla Silverback Smoker.
And that's a pellet grill.
It's a
right?
pellet grill, right? Yep, that I've had the pleasure of working with for a couple of months now.
You get all the good gigs, man.
And well, it's actually takes work.
Oh, that's why I don't get it, huh?
Yeah, yeah, right. It'll get done this way.
Every listener knows I do no work around here, right?
Yeah. Well, they do now.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mark Graham's going to join us, and we're going to use some of his recipes in the fourth segment as well. And we've got some cool little things that you can make for mama on the grill that will let her know you just went out of your way to tell her thanks for raising our children the way you do.
Let's start with dessert first. It's my grilled bananas. Yes, it's bananas, guys. And you can do this. It is super, super simple, but it's impressive when you bring that off the grill. And you're sitting there going, why in the world would I want to grill a banana, right? Well, this is simple. Do not peel them. Take your knife, go end to end lengthways so you've got two halves of banana.
So if you had your buck hunting knife out, you could use the gut hook on it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, run her right down through there. But you're cutting that banana lengthways, okay, so you got two halves. Get your grill nice and hot, and I want you to grill it with the banana meat side down for about 2 or 3 minutes to get some grill lines on that banana, right? And then what you're going to do is you're going to flip the thing over and you're going to grill it, and it's still got the peel on it, right? And you're going to grill it for about 4 or 5 minutes with that peel side down. And what that's going to do is when that gets hot enough, you could grab your tongs right on the end and just give a couple little quick tugs, and you can pull that peel right out from under that banana, right? But I want you to do that after you get that on the board. But you need to test it on the grill, because if you don't have it hot enough yet, it won't happen. So you're going to take that off, put it on your cutting board, pop that peel out from under there.
Is that where you, like, pull the tablecloth out?
Yeah,
from
right.
Under
it's a Houdini. It's the Houdini of slippery as a banana peel, Bob, as it might be, right? Yeah. So, and then you're going to plate that, take it and cut the little pieces in half, and then simple, guys, caramel sauce like you'd put on ice cream, okay? Just drizzle it over the top of that.
Little Saunders.
And then maybe a maraschino cherry if you have one. Or I take them and make a, you know, it almost looks like a heart. You got the curve of the banana. You've cut it in half and put it back together side by side with those grill marks up. And you put a little whipped cream in there and a little cherry in the center. You have dessert for mama. It came off the grill, and it's literally a two-ingredient deal, maybe three if you're using the whipped cream. But you might want to use that for a variety of other things on Mother's Day as well. So start with dessert,
put
guys.
Put it on the roses, you mean.
Yeah, sure. If her name's Rose, right.
Okay, back on track. Well, let's say you want to do a hunk of red meat for mama. So some people struggle with steak still. And it's understandable because you pay a lot of money for it. Maybe your grill has issues. Maybe you just haven't done a bunch because you're usually a burger and dog guy. Maybe you just failed a couple times and never tried again. Here's something called the reverse sear.
Yep, you're going to like this one.
And what you do is you place that, you get your grill nice and hot. If you have a smoker box, get some smoke on it. If you have a pellet grill, like Mark's going to talk to us about, you can smoke it. That's the best way to do. Smoke it for about, till that internal temperature in that steak is about 110. And then you're going to take that thing and flip it over to the grates, the hot grates, and sear it on each side for 2 or 3 minutes until you get that internal temp where you want it. Now, Mama's not going to want medium rare, more than likely. You know how she likes her steak. It might be medium. It might be well done. She might be a real carnivore and want it rare. I don't know. It's your wife. It's the mother of your children. Make it the way she wants it.
Right.
That's a reverse sear. Works very well.
Right. And that the reverse part of that is you're cooking it with indirect heat and you're just finishing it on the direct heat to give it some grill marks and color. Because at the end of the day, food is two things. It's got to taste good and it's got to look good. Because the first bite comes with your eyes, the second one with your nose, and the third one's with your mouth. So if it doesn't look good.
I don't want to know about the fifth one.
I stopped at three. But if it doesn't look good and it doesn't smell good, it's never going to get to the mouth, right? Because
they made their mind up.
Yeah, your mind's already made up. So that's why we're saying these grill marks are important, because it takes you from rookie status to, wow, look at this, just like on TV, right?
And, so how'd your week go on grilling? Did you do anything out of the ordinary this week?
I did. Another one of my charity things that I do, I've got a kids' therapy place called Roanoke Ranch. And Roanoke Ranch, I gave them a barbecue to auction off, and I'm delivered it on Friday night to the place where the guy that bought it, and he spent a bunch of money on it. And so I had butts on the smoker, and I'm to the point now that if I light the big trailer smoker up, which I did, because it's beans and it's cornbread, right, and it's coleslaw, and it's a meal
you
that
might
I deliver
well do
to
a bunch
them.
More.
Yeah. Yep. So I had a dozen butts on there, and I just freeze it, use it. I got lots of people that love it. And, what I did differently is I bought boneless ones, and I opened them up, and I covered them with granulated garlic on the inside before I put my barbecue rub, which is more sugar-based, on the outside. Really different flavor profile. Was kind of pleased with it, actually, because that's a big, dense chunk of meat. And I like to buy them boneless because I can get inside there and season it. It's just not all on the outside.
Well, you get more smoke all over. You get a lot more bark that way.
Right.
I got a kids' gig coming up next week. My town has a high school that's sort of a secondary high school for kids that maybe had gotten in trouble in school or had a few issues, and this is their second chance, and they're having their graduation. And so I'm cooking for those kids on Tuesday and their parents.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm gonna do do some real nice chicken for them. I won't spoil the surprise and say what it is, but I'm gonna go all out and really bring them something nice.
You know, now might be the time for the shameless cheap plug for the grilling guys. Barbecue Bob and I, we do graduation parties, and that season is coming
absolutely
up.
Absolutely.
And we're in the greater Grand Rapids, Michigan area, but we'll travel a little ways. But if you have a need for some good barbecue catering, Barbecue Bob and I have been known to throw a party or two every now and then.
I've got one coming up in Traverse City in June.
There you go.
A little fundraiser, political fundraiser for a friend who's running for Congress. Yep. Jack O'Malley.
Sure.
Maybe you've heard of him.
I have. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, if you do have a need for catering and graduations, the grilling guys might be what
we're your guys.
That's right. Coming up next, one of those things you might want to order. We're going to do a little chicken cordon bleu. Stick with us. We'll be back.